Well, let's go ahead and get into our fishing reports. First of all, the Mobile Tensaw Delta has been high and muddy for a while. Captain Wayne Miller's with us. How you doing, Wayne?
Doing great, Alan. How are you and Joe?
We're doing good, man. I'm getting the blues about this muddy water and crappie fishing, so tell me some good news about the south end of the Delta.
Well, man, I tell you what, there's just very few places that have any clean water in them right now. You know, what we've seen is kind of surprising. You know, it's taken, it's taken quite a while for this water to really turn around and start falling. And we're still over 8 feet on the Mobile on the Barry reading. So it's, you know, it's a real gradual fall going through this weekend. And, of course, we got some more rain scheduled here locally, forecasted for Saturday and Sunday. I don't think it's going to be significant. So I think what we'll see is that fall continue on into next week. And, you know, we've got some of the creeks down on the lower end, you know, the head of the creeks is cleaned up some, but it's still pretty much a challenge to find any real clean water right now. And, you know, still catching some bass, you know, in the bays, over the grass and in some of the creeks, you know, with soft plastic. And the spinnerbait bite at times has been pretty good, too.
Well, it sounds like you just put a lot more turkey hunters in the woods with your fishing report. But, you know, that's one of the things – I'm going to toot our horn a little bit because that's one of the things I really like about this is you guys don't always give us a good fishing report. It's, you know, it's some weekends it's better to get some things done around the house and build up some brownie points.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And, I would love to be able to tell you the water's down and, man, they're just lighting it up. But that's just not the reality right now. You know, you can go out and catch some fish, but it's kind of hit or miss. And, you know, but they, you know, there'll still be a lot of guys out there, you know, poking around, especially when you have these beautiful days like we've got right now. But you know, I heard both you and Alan's enthusiasm about the turkey hunt, and that's, I tell people that's one good thing. You know, I can always feel confident there's somebody around a little crazier than the fisherman, the turkey hunter.
That's true. Hey, Joe, you're talking about our fishing reports. We give the good, the bad, the ugly. It doesn't matter if it's true. That's what we're going to tell you. But I remember a newspaper a while back, probably not in business anymore, used to have fishing reports. And all they would ever do is call the bait and tackle shops to get the reports. Well, heck, it was always great fishing because they wanted to sell minnows and worms and lures, you know. It doesn't matter what it was. It was great fishing that week, man. Come on out and spend some money, you know. We're just not going to do that. So, when the water's messed up, I mean, I went fishing in the Delta last Sunday because I just could not stand it, and I had to go. I knew it wasn't going to be good. I caught one crappie in about 3 hours. But, hey, it was a time on the water, and with a good friend of mine, and we had a great time.
And it looks like we got a little more rain in the forecast, too, mm-hmm. for the weekend, so probably not going to help things. But
that's right.
But, you know, there's a lot of other things to do in the Delta, too. I mean, there's a lot of those floating campgrounds are really neat. And if you're into turkey hunting, that would be a good time to go out and see what you can hear and just spend some time. It's just a beautiful place.
Well, there is one possibility in the Delta that some folks are having some luck on limb lines right now, Joe, and
yep.
And noodling. You know, the catfish are cooperating pretty good, I think.
I've seen quite a few people out, you know, noodling for the catfish. It's they're taking advantage of the, you know, the high water because typically, you know, they just really come to life with that. So, you know, if that's something somebody would like to try, man, I mean, I always talk to those guys, and they seem to be having a great time.
I may have to get those noodles out of that big plastic bag and put them to use this weekend, that's for sure, because I just can't stand to be off of the water more than a week or so. I just get real irritated and you know, kind of hard to be around.
Oh, you said noodling. I was thinking you're talking about jugging. I thought you were talking about, I mean, noodling. You know, that's where you reach down in the hole and get a alligator snapping turtle or a catfish. So
I know, but
I never done that one.
Heck no.
You can take me someday.
You put your hand down in a log and put it in the face of a big old turtle, and you might draw back four fingers instead of five. Not for me, but they enjoy it, I guess. Well, Wayne, things are going to be better, that's for sure. It don't ever stay the same too long.
No, you know, and it has improved some, and with the water falling, I mean, there, like I said, there'll still be some fish to be caught, but it's just, you know, we're not in that prime time right now for sure.
All right, Wayne. You have a great weekend, bud.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Mike Thompson is with us. He's reporting on the Causeway area, the northern Mobile Bay. Mike, how's it going today?
Oh, guys, it's a muddy mess over there.
That's what we were just talking about with Wayne, you know. We'd love to give great fishing reports every week, but when it's bad, ain't it?
You got to go ahead and tell it like it is. All you have to do is drive across there to see how muddy it is. And there are little pockets of water you can find that are clear and fishable, but they're few and far between. You catch a good south wind, get the water up, you catch a few bass. They're still, you know, plucking a few brim out of the creeks, but everything's kind of on the downturn right now. The fish are pushed way down south. They're catching a few specks down at Fly Creek, not many, just a handful. And a little farther down, I got a report, and we don't like to talk about this, but it goes on, of a mullet netter down there. It got a bunch of specks, had to throw them back, but it lets you know they're in the area, farthest to the south and to the east. Fowl River slowed way down as far as the size of the fish and the numbers of fish. Now, Theodore Canal has picked up a little bit. They're starting to catch some really nice fish in there. If you can get your hands on some live shrimp, Deer River has been scraping and scratching to get a few every day. The only problem is if you're not there first in line, you may not get any.
Well, I guess the rivers off of the bay, closer to the island, closer to the mouth of the bay, may be a little better because, the muddy water doesn't affect that as much as it does up here close to the causeway.
Right, you know, but you get down in a real deep area like Theodore Canal where the water is salty on the bottom, you might have to do a little probing, but you can get up on some fish. They're still catching some really nice white trout in there, but they're having to fish in 20, 25 foot of water to get on those white trout because it's even muddy in there on the surface.
So you talk about that, Mike. I mean, do you think in the canal there, in these kind of conditions, that you're actually getting a change in water clarity down at the deeper levels?
Well, I think the salty, dense water is going to be clearer anyway down there on the bottom away from the turbulence and the fresh water, which is lighter. And, it's not as dense as the salt water. And that muddy water rolls over the top, and you got that layer of salt water on the bottom. And so you're going to have some better visibility down there. But you get in real, real deep water, the sun can only penetrate so far. So that's why I'm saying they're catching these white trout in 20 to 25 foot of water. The guys that are doing the best are using cut mullet, something stinky. Mm-hmm. They are also hitting grubs. One of my buddies went in there, and they caught quite a few white trout on some curly-tailed gulp minnows. So. Mm-hmm. And they got a stink to them. So it's just, right now, it's pretty tough to locate some fish. You locate them, you can catch them, but it's really tough. I kind of feel for those guys. There's a big speckled trout tournament coming up this weekend, and they have really bad conditions for that. Mm-hmm. But somebody will find them. They always do.
You know, the Alabama Coastal Fishermen's Association meets in Mobile. I think it's the first Thursday of each month. Is that right?
Yes, and they've already had the March meeting, so yeah. The next meeting will be the April meeting.
Mike, you're one of the founders of that organization. They have ongoing, little tournaments among the members, and there's something going on. Is there something going on called a bog tournament? Can you explain that?
Well, the bog is a tournament put on basically on the side of the club. Oh. And what it was put together for was to give these anglers something to do in the winter. You know, I mean, yeah. The club has from March all the way to October. Okay. So, you know, in January, February, they put these tournaments together. They're trying to turn it into a series, and right now there are four teams that are looking good to win the series, including Bobby Abrascato and his partner, Richard Rutland, and my friend Bobby McElroy, and Barry the Conquistador, Keith. And it's all coming to a head this Saturday.
Well, good. We'll get a report from you next week on the results of that. That's an interesting.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot. All right, we've got Bobby Abrascato on the line here. Bobby, how you doing, buddy?
Well, man, if I won that grill, I'd be doing a lot better.
Right. Yeah, you could invite me over and have some grilled fish.
We wouldn't even have to wait until summer. I'd do it right now.
Well, how's the fishing doing, man?
Oh, it's pretty good, man. You know, it's been it blew a little bit this week, but, you know, prior to the blow that we've had here the last couple of days, you know, since we talked last through the weekend, that whole deal's kind of held up really well. You know, still a lot of fish, you know, that have transitioned out onto the flats, you know, particularly at the lower end of the bay, you know. But we had, I was a little scared that we were going to get a lot of rain out of that system, and it just didn't ever really rain that hard. So everything's really stayed, even the rivers, you know, when it's been blowing, you know, getting up in the rivers, there's still some fish in the rivers. But I've noticed that a lot of the fish are really kind of down towards the mouth of the bayou and the rivers and that sort of thing. You know, that's going to be the deal, you know, really for the next couple months. I mean, even if we get some kind of really crazy cold weather, you know, these fish have transitioned out now, and you know, it's just going to have to get really brutally cold to drop the water temperatures back to where a level to where they'd have to get back, you know, move back into the deeper waters. I mean, you know, even after a couple cool nights, you know, the water temperatures dropped about 5 or 6 degrees. It was, I haven't looked at it here in the last few hours, but it was 66 when I started this morning, and it was, you know, 37 degrees on my truck thermometer when I launched. So, you know, it's just not dropping that much, and it's really got to get way down there. You know, popping corks are going to really produce better than anything as far as numbers go. Fish we've caught today have all been on slick lures just because we're trying to target some bigger fish, but we're going to go probably try and put some fish in the box here shortly. You
now,
know,
Bobby, when you say slick lures, tell me exactly what you're talking about.
Well, if you go to pureflatsllc.com, I think, so you can Google the word slick lure, and kind of like a soft mirror lure, and man, it's just been using it for about 3 years now. When you get on that type of bite, you know, anything we're using, you know, maybe you would have used a sinking mirror lure or even a topwater plug, it works in that application. It's okay. Not something you're going to want to use in 25 feet of water, you know. But when you're fishing up on these flats, and, you know, we're in 2.5 feet of water right now, I mean, you're fishing 2.5 down to about 5 or 6 feet of water, that thing really works well.
Well, I talked with you a little earlier this week, and you said you were having to work hard for your fish. I know you don't like to do that. So, I mean, you had to stay out till 5 o'clock, did you tell me? I mean, where's the bite
well,
been?
We didn't even get to get started till noon because of that rain. We waited up.
I got you. So, what about tidal influences? You finding any pattern, anything patternable off of that?
Not really. You know, we cycled through that nip tide. You know, that was on the weekend and through the early part of this week, and to where now we're on this nice tide. And that was another thing I was going to mention, you know, where you're going to go into this weekend's where you're going to have that incoming tide all day long. And so there's not really, especially through Saturday afternoon, I think, particularly with that cloud cover and that flood tide that we're going to have all day long. It's just one of those kind of deals now to where, you know, the bite should kind of go on most of the day. So, you know, it's the cycle that we're on. But as far as like that goes, the big thing to me right now is the weather. You just got to catch the right weather days. That's the only thing that really kind of hinders it. I don't know what happened here in the last couple hours, but the wind just went from being decent to about blowing a gale. So, you know, that's been the big challenge sometimes is the wind, which is the case this time of year, you know, to where you just have to kind of plan your trip based on the, you know, what the wind's doing.
What the good news is, what I'm hearing from you is you can still catch plenty of specks and reds if you go down that way, you know, in those rivers along the south end of the bay and even into Dolphin Island area, I guess. And now that, the delta's all messed up, so you can still catch some fish down there.
Absolutely. And matter of fact, probably by tomorrow, if this, particularly with this north wind, that gulf ought to really be blown down good. Tomorrow would be a great day to get out there. The days that, you know, the people have been, I haven't been able to do it yet, but the people that have done it on the right days have really been wrecking those sheephead, you know. So, okay. And that's going to go on probably for another month or so, you know. So if you can get your hands on any kind of little crustacean, shrimp, crabs, anything like that, get close to that structure. And tomorrow will probably be a great day to do that because that wind's supposed to lay down. It's been north all day, so we should, I mean, all week, and so we shouldn't really have a big groundswell out there.
Well, Bobby, I know I'm going with you a couple times this spring to do my favorite thing, which is surf fishing for speckled trout. So when can we expect that pattern to start? Well, I know it's not right now, but exactly when?
I'll tell you what, if it's not right now, it's not far away. I can tell you that. This is, again, it's a water temperature deal, Joe, to where, you know, when you get this water temperature starts getting up in the upper 60s, low 70s, which is where we were before we had these cooler nights, you know, that's about the time I start getting in the water. Now, you're going to want to probably still wear some waders in the morning, you know, but, it wouldn't surprise me, you know, this is to be about as early as I'd ever done it, but it ain't far away, I can tell you that.
Well, that's good news, man. I appreciate the report. You have a great weekend, Bobby.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
All righty. Let's go to Miller's Ferry. Our old buddy Joe Dunn's on the line. How you doing, Joe?
Doing great, Alan. It's springtime now. We got the flowers blooming. We got the catfish are still up on the flats, but that river's done jumped back up on us again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about them catfish. Are they still doing good for you?
Yeah, they're still doing good in the flats, and the water's come back up probably 3 or 4 feet right now. Probably going to be that way on through the weekend. Probably start falling out some, you know, next week. But right now we still got some, we got muddy water again out in the main river, and it's up and stirred up real bad. But some of the, you know, people have been catching a few crappie too. They're starting to move in. You know, they're wanting to go shallow.
Really?
But some aren't, you know, it's just, you know, with this, now with this cooler weather, it's going to kick them back in the head for a little while. They're going to probably come back out, but they're not going to be up there quite as tight as they have been.
Let's talk about the crappie spawn. What we're talking about, for those who may not understand, when they're talking about going shallow, crappie spawn on the base of trees and wood, and they really like living trees to spawn on, but they'll spawn in grass sometimes too. And certain temperatures, certain water conditions, usually in March, it's when they go up in that, you know, 1 foot of water, and they lay eggs, and it's a lot of fun to catch them up there. But the high water, it makes it real difficult when you have high muddy water to catch spawning crappie, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they're gonna follow that water. They're going to go on out, especially when it's rising.
Yeah, they're going out in the woods, I guess.
Yeah, and, well, the main thing, too, there's a lot more stuff to feed on then, you know, out in the woods and around. You know, a lot of stuff they can pick up, which it creates for a better fishery then, because all your fish are going to come out good, healthy, fat. But when they move back up in there, they're further back, farther you reach.
Yeah, you can't get to them.
And then once it goes to falling, well, they're going to pull back to those old shorelines or around those docks, piers, and everything along the old bank line then again. So, you know, like I said, it's still going to be up this weekend, so it's going to be a little bit, it'll be on the harder side to try to catch any. But, like I said, the easy fishing right now is going to be your jug fishing back up in the flats for the catfish, you know, right now.
Well, one of the things that I like about you crappy fishermen is that y'all have got these funny names and funny colors for all your jigs. I mean, stuff like monkey milk and bluegrass and, you know, what kind of colors are you liking right now?
Right now, you know, really, your darker, like the black and chartreuse, or that popsicle. Popsicle's a good color right now too, and that's my main two go-tos over there. And once it goes to getting a little bit better, I like to go to that electric chicken a little bit later on.
See what I mean?
Electric chicken?
Who comes up with these names? I don't know.
You got to have a good name. Well, Joe, what frustrates me is when the water gets high like this and it don't come down until the daggum spawn is over with, you know, and I don't get to experience that spawn bite every year. And so it's frustrating. Sometimes the water stays up so long that by the time it gets back down in the banks, there it's over with, you know.
Right. Well, to beat that, what you have to do is hunt those creeks and different sloughs that have high, straight-up banks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Beat that then. But now if you go to the places where it can – water goes way out in the woods.
Yeah.
You can forget that.
Forget about it. All right, Joe. You have a good weekend, buddy.
All right, you too.
All right, let's head on up to Lake Martin. We're talking to Captain David Hare. Hear what's going on the lake. Captain David, how's it going?
Oh, going good. How you doing today?
Oh, man, you know, a little earlier in the show, we're just hearing it's just tough right now. It's just tough fishing. How are things on Lake Martin?
Very tough. Let me just say the striper fishing's been tough. It's just has not gotten consistent yet, and I guess I'm a little bit of spoiled from back in February. You know, we had a real pretty week, and I just had it in my mind it was already springtime,
right.
And I have to keep telling myself it's not springtime yet.
Yeah, it tricked us all. I know it doesn't get quite as warm up there, but in February down here, we had, I think, 10 days where it got up to 80 degrees and our water temps got up. And, man, it was a early spring, and everybody kind of just got it in their mind that was how it was going to continue. But that's okay. You know, I mean, a lot of our guys are going to be turkey hunting this weekend, and we like to hear the tough reports too. I mean, keeps you off the water and keeps you from wasting your money on gas and bait, that's okay.
That's right. The crappie fishing is it's been pretty productive, and for a few days the bass fishing's been productive, and like I say, the striper fishing, like Saturday and Sunday, we couldn't do any wrong. All the boats I had out, we caught fish, and then Monday, I ran a 10-hour trip Monday, and I mean, it was absolutely zero. So that's just how the fishing's changing, or the bite's changing with the weather.
What do you attribute the slow bite to?
Well, on our lake, what's happening is now they're starting to fill the lake back up, so we're getting a lot of dingy and stained water. The water temps have fell back down almost five degrees in the last few days. And, we just need everything to steady out. We need the weather to steady out. We need the water to sort of clear up and just be coming up very slow. Just not having a whole lot of abrupt changes.
Right, right. Well, you know, some of our listeners are just going to have to go. I mean, they just can't stay off the water. So if you had to go and you're going this weekend, what would you try for?
If I was going this weekend, I'd crappie fish or bass fish. If I had to strike fish this weekend, I would concentrate on the south end of the lake. The north end is just real dingy right now, unless it clears up in the next couple of days. And I'm not expecting that, because we're expecting some more rain and some 30-degree temps at night.
Right. Well, if we're going after crappie, what's right this time of year? Are you long line trolling?
Yes, sir. They're doing real good on that. And the people that do have some brush tops out, you know, or know where some are, they're starting to catch some and some brush tops too. But most everybody's still trolling the creek channels and all, and they're really catching some nice crappie.
Good deal. All right. Well, Captain David, thanks for the report, and I hope things improve for you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.